you yourself have used this agent on clinical trials?
Right, yeah. So I'm the co-PI for the luspatercept study, and we've done the sotatercept study before that as well.
So about how many, of course, I guess you don't know which patients had placebo in the phase 3 trial, but globally, how many patients have you treated? And do you think that you can clinically actually see the impact of this agent?
Absolutely, yeah. So on the sotatercept study, we treated more than 15 patients. On the luspatercept medalist study, we treated almost 6 to 7 patients. Eventually, when the study ended, like, we knew who was on placebo and who were on the treatment. And we definitely had seen the responses in those patients that are meaningful, that patients become transfusion independent. We currently have a study also of the same agent in patients with myelofibrosis and anemia, and we are seeing similar results so far.
Is the rationale, is the same pathophysiology going on in myelofibrosis?
Pretty much, probably, as one of the targets, obviously, is targeting that block on the terminal erythroid differentiation. As you alluded earlier, we are calling them now erythroid maturation agents. But also, TGF-beta pathway is also important in patients with myelofibrosis. As you well know, like, there is a lot of cytokine and inflammatory cytokines in myelofibrosis, and there are other ligands that bind this receptor. So it may target myelofibrosis in a different way a little bit.
What are the normal functions of TGF-beta that potentially could be issues in terms of toxicities?
Right. So, and obviously, like, TGF-beta pathway is important in embryogenesis. Later on, the worry was about cardiac toxicity. That was seen more with the tyrosine kinase inhibitors binding the receptor. None with the monoclonal antibodies or those trap proteins had been seen. Hypertension was originally seen in the volunteer studies because they developed erythrocytosis. There was, like, rigorous monitoring for blood pressure during all those studies. Independent cardiologists reviewed all the records for those patients. So far, there had been none of those toxicities been seen. The sotatercept, which is the other agent, has some bone remodeling effect. So actually, originally it was to be used for patients with osteopenia, but no other signal had been observed. During all those studies, we conducted, like, routine follow-up for urine proteinuria, if any of those patients will develop it over longer term of use, and we've not seen any toxicity signal as well.
In terms of the actual injection, do you see any problems either locally or systemically with the injection?
Right. So there had been no injection site reactions. The injection is once every 3 weeks subcutaneously. The major side effects had been really some patients would develop arthralgias, myalgias, but that's about it.